mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 7th day of April, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to have an update from the Arizona border, from the Minutemen, 1,000-plus Americans down there simply reporting to the Border Patrol when they see illegal aliens pouring across by the thousands. But since they set up a week ago, thousands and thousands and thousands of illegals have been stacking up on the border. The Mexican troops are swarming around, trying to bust them and truck them to other areas where the Minutemen are not watching the border. And as you know, George Bush last week with Lord Fox criticized the Minutemen as evil vigilantes. And as I've told you many times, you've seen it yourself. The government wants you to tattle and spy on your neighbors for no reason at all. Don't you dare go down on that border. Don't you dare get on that cell phone. And don't you dare call that Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol, we've had the head of their union on, they've been told, let the Mexican troops shoot at you. Do not return fire. Let them drive 5, 6, 7 miles across the border. Let them machine gun your vehicles. Let them kill you. They've killed, what, 2 Border Patrol agents, Forest Service agents, FBI, you name it. They just love it. The news doesn't really pick up on it. It'll be a minor footnote. Oh, another federal officer killed. Well, that's just how it is. Nobody gets in trouble, though, because the globalists want the border open. And what they want, they usually get until the citizens take action. Site out of England that's been very accurate in the past in tracking Bilderberg Group activities is reporting that they believe that they know. We had Jim Tucker on last week. He wasn't sure yet where the meeting would be from American Free Press. But Bilderberg.org believes it will be the Hotel Olympia, or Olymp, has been cited as the likely venue, but we shall see. They're reporting that the 2005 Bilderberg meeting will probably take place in Munich, Germany, on the 9th or the 12th of May. The Beslan parents fear troops killed hostages. That's United Press International. Then we have the archive, Beslan School Massacre, Inside Involvement. Got about, I don't know, 20, 30 articles there about that. You might want to go to PrisonPlanet.com and check it out. That's right. All the evidence, it's even big news in Europe. Well, now in United Press International, people believe it's the government. Well, that's because the evidence shows it was the government. We'll explain how they did it when we get back. Same story over and over and over again. Radio journalist shot on U.S. Mexico border. A radio reporter in Nuevo Laredo on Mexico's border with Texas was in serious condition for being shot several times by an unknown gunman, the latest journalist to be attacked along the border in recent months. And of course, as usual, it's connected to the government-controlled gangs. And for those that haven't read the Dallas Morning News or the Brownsville newspaper, we have Mexican troops in Dallas machine-gunning and blowing up vehicles. But again, can you imagine if some Arab was doing that? It'd be top news everywhere. But Mexican troops do it, and, man, it's the back of the Dallas Morning News if you're lucky. Yeah, just Special Forces troops blowing people's cars up. Again, it's no big deal. Because they don't want you to know about it, it's not big national news. Well, it'll be big news here on this broadcast. I have a gigantic stack of news. I haven't even scratched the surface. I'm going to blitz through news and then take your calls. We've got a Minuteman update coming up, as I said earlier. And Paul Watson joins us every couple of weeks. Will be joining us in the next hour with his report from the Prison Planet. My webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and a great analyst in the war against the New World Order. So strap yourselves in and get ready. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, we will be talking to the spokesman, Gray Deacon, for the Minutemen down on the Arizona border, trying to stem the unbelievable flood of thousands of illegals a day in just a few square mile area. That is coming up, and the latest thing is some hitmen down on the border killed a radio reporter who reported on Mexican drug gangs. She was brutally shot 9 times. And this is just a total and complete travesty. They have killed so many federal officers, so many police officers, so many citizens, the raping, the slaughtering, the murdering. Many of the towns only fly the Mexican flag now. English is not allowed in court proceedings. Again, that's San Antonio Express News. It is the equivalent of the Ku Klux Klan taking over entire areas and just basically telling blacks that they can't even come into town, period. But this woman is Hispanic, and they shot her brutally 9 times. Anybody that stands up against the kidnapping, the sex slave rings. I mean, they found houses down on the border and even in Houston with hundreds of women slaves in them. And it is horrible. They have also found giant satanic compounds with hundreds of dead bodies, videos of them cutting their hearts out and doing satanic ceremonies. Folks, you think I'm joking? This has been all... If you live in Texas, you know about this. People don't know about this, though, in other parts of the country, because, again, it's compartmentalized news. It is total bedlam on the border. And most people are just moving out of the area, regardless of what color they are. And it is so sad to see this happening. If you're tuning in for the first time and you don't believe me, folks, this stuff's really going on. Again, the Brownsville paper and the Dallas Morning News just a few weeks ago reported that Mexican troops, Mexican special forces that work for the drug lords, are murdering people in Central Texas, South Texas, San Antonio, Dallas, even small-time drug dealers that are cutting in on their turf. And again, we have the Mexican army as the enforcers, are being machine-gunned and having their cars blown up, burned, and it gets a small mention in the paper. And in Latin America, good reporters, good people that stand up against the corruption get killed. And I'll continue to talk and expose these people, and if they want to shoot, gun me down, that's fine, because I'm not afraid of them. In the end, they're going to lose. I don't like people that kidnap women and children. I don't like people that deal heroin and cocaine. And just because you've got the support of Washington and the support of Mexico City and the support of New York banks doesn't mean you own and run this country. But New York wants to use the Mexican mafia and the Mexican troops as their muscle to help break up this country. And they're doing it. And here's an example just of how they cover up what's happening. There has been a fourfold increase, and the last time I saw the numbers was like 3 years ago. I'm told it's even gotten worse. A fourfold increase from a decade ago in tuberculosis. Drug-resistant or drug-immune. And the illegal aliens come in, they stick their children right next to your children in the schools, the public schools, and then your children sit there and breathe this. We've got all these different other third world diseases now that are spreading all over the country. People are coming in from Russia, China. We usually talk about Latin America because that is the predominant group. You've got, 300 and something million people in Latin America. That's more than that. And they all want to come up here. And their country's populations are growing by about 9% to 7% a year. And they're in despotic regimes in our own banks in New York that run those places and have destroyed any chance they had of freedom are also directing their populations up here. But quite frankly, the even more resistant and deadly diseases are coming out of Russia and China and Vietnam. And it's really, really bad in the East and in Chicago and other areas. And I talk to doctors all the time. Whooping cough, something that had been eradicated in this country, is back. Thousands of people a month are going into clinics. I just am sick all the time. I don't know why. I have this upper respiratory and then lower respiratory problems. And they go, well, you got whooping cough. But again, the average person, you've got to read CDC documents. You've got to read state health department documents. You've got to look for this stuff. I mean, you'd think that should be big news, but it's not big news. So whether you're Hispanic or black or white or Asian, do you want your children sitting next to people? Do you want people preparing your food when you go through these restaurants and these drive-thrus who've got all these diseases? I mean, we are a nation of immigrants. I don't think we should stop all immigration, but 2-3 million a year? I mean, at the height of Ellis Island, it was like 350,000 a year. And they checked the people. And if you had TB, they quarantined you and treated you or sent you back. Now it's just, I mean, bird flu, avian flu, and we can sit around and go, ah, so what? But this is serious. It's more serious than the Mexican troops blowing up cars in Dallas, Texas. overall, the bigger news story than the diseases and the gangs and all of it, the bigger story in all of this is that the media never covers it. All right, I'm ranting. It's just, they're tearing this country apart right in front of us. And let me just dig this report out about this young lady that got shot. And then I want to get into some international news. And we'll have an update from the Minutemen coming up. Radio journalist shot on U.S.-Mexico border. This is out of Reuters. A radio reporter in Nuevo Laredo. I'm just brain dead. I'm sorry. I should be able to read Spanish better. Nuevo Laredo. I know that. Why did I read it wrong? On Mexico's border with Texas, was in serious condition after being shot several times by an unknown gunman. The latest journalist. Oh, the latest to be attacked along the border in recent months. Guadalupe Garcia Escamilla, 39, was hit by 9 bullets as she arrived at a radio Stereo 91 to do her regular show on crime and public safety, according to the prosecutor's office in the border state of Tamaulipas. Tampaluis? I'm sorry, I apologize to our Spanish speakers. I can hardly read English, much less Spanish. Officials were investigating whether the attack was motivated by her work, Miguel Chavez, spokesman for the prosecutor's office, said. Yeah, it's probably the Mexican officials that had her shot. Oh, we're trying to ascertain if the crime reporter was shot. We're trying to ascertain if trees are green and the ocean is blue, and we're trying to ascertain if a duck quacks and waddles when it walks. We're trying to ascertain, I'm not going to say it, what bears do in the woods. I mean, it's just out of control. Officials were investigating whether the attack was motivated by her work. Gee, let me wonder here. Revenge, organized crime, no line of investigation has been discarded. Well, when they say that, that means they're going to discard it. Oh, no, it was just some random person. Oh, boy. So serious condition. She isn't dead yet, thank God. That's another report I've got here of another dead journalist. Excuse me, there's so many, I'm getting them all mixed up here. As rival cartels battle, rival cartels? No, you'll have the powerful cartels controlled by the government fighting with low-level cartels that aren't playing ball. That's the only fighting going on. As rival cartels battle for control of the lucrative trade in cocaine, marijuana, and amphetamines, the U.S. border has become a dangerous place for reporters, media groups warn. Really? It's become dangerous? You want to try being kidnapped by Mexican troops if they don't kill you right on the spot? As they openly, we've got video of them carrying the backpacks across full of the goodies, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and our government's told you leave them alone. Well, yeah, they're making deliveries for the president. So I'm serious, folks. I'm not joking around. For the people the president represents, 30-plus million a day going through MENA, Arkansas. And that was George Bush Sr. and Clinton's deal. You didn't know those guys were in business together? Well, the love fest is pretty apparent today. That was all staged. Got an article here out of United Press International. And the Beslan parents fear troops killed hostages. We have an archive. School massacre, inside involvement. Beslan residents have told federal prosecutors the forces storming a school to free hostages there last spring used flamethrowers and anti-tank grenades. Well, that was on TV. They had to, after the special forces that had kidnapped everybody, slipped out the back. They gave the radio order to their buddies outside. They went in and had to slaughter everybody so there wouldn't be witnesses. And they grab one person, admittedly torture him, and he confesses to being the mastermind. And there's like 100 pieces of evidence, but it's a classic Putin op. Same thing happened in the theater. I'll explain how they do this when we get back after the Minuteman update. So a lot more coming up. Jam-packed broadcast. I'm really looking at about 50 more articles I want to cover. They're all just as serious.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Gray Deacon, the head coordinator for the volunteers for the Minuteman Project and Civil Defense. And I'll repeat myself. Bush has told us in his terrorist manuals to spot terrorists if a man and woman are arguing on the side of the street, call the police on them. If you smell marijuana, call police on them. If somebody's walking down the side of the road with a backpack, I've done that many times out hiking, call the police on them. If you have road atlases or world atlases in your car, call the police on you. If you're wearing a wristwatch, call the police on you. Folks, I'm not joking. Type wristwatch sign of terrorism. Just the widest net possible. People selling Rubik's Cubes are terrorists. People that complain too much are terrorists. Teenagers set off a little bitty smoke bomb, one of the little bitty ones, and it charges a terrorist. But the Minuteman Project, Bush has said they're evil vigilantes. They're just down there calling the Border Patrol when they see the illegals pouring across the border by the thousands. And the ACLU and other groups, other loyal opposition groups of the New World Order, have been out there harassing them. And joining us with an update from the border for this segment and a little bit of the next segment is Gray Deacon. Gray, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be with you and your listeners today.
There have been two journalists shot in the last few days, one dead, another in critical condition, shot nine times. She's a Mexican on the border reporting on the crime cartels, and they shot her nine times. But I guess Bush might call her an evil vigilante now.
Anybody who is standing against the smuggling of human beings, the smuggling of illegal contraband, and the smuggling of weapons and drugs is considered a vigilante, yes.
Well, I guess they like to kill women and shoot women.
Well, I don't know about that. This is the first I've heard of that story.
Yeah, it's out of Reuters. Well, there's several of them, but in this particular case, radio journalist shot on U.S.-Mexico border, yeah.
No.
And she was an anti-corruption crime reporter.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, her name is Guadalupe Garcia. But continuing, you guys have been very effective. How many days into what you're doing?
Well, we're actually working on day eight right now.
And give us an update. I mean, last time I talked to you on Monday, you had backed up thousands and thousands of illegals. Mexican troops were there moving them out of the area, trying to outflank you guys?
That's exactly what's been happening, Alex. We have Mexican troops on the other side of the line, and they are doing everything they can to assist their countrymen to find a new staging area that is outside of either east or west of our line so that they can continue their invasion of the country.
And, of course, Lord Bush is helping orchestrate all that. Have you heard the latest news out of the Associated Press, Tucson, Arizona? Minuteman Project volunteers face probe?
No, I haven't heard that.
They're saying three volunteers patrolling the border for illegal immigrants are being investigated after a man told authorities he was held against his will and forced to pose for a picture holding a T-shirt with a mocking slogan. We caught them in Texas bearing false witness in a staged FBI operation a few years ago with Ranch Rescue. Are you familiar with this new thing?
Well, basically, I've been told that a individual walked up to an individual in not very good shape, was walking up to a fence, which is by Highway 92, and a couple of our people that were working for the project were on their way to one of the observation sites, saw the man, asked him if he needed any help, and approached him, and the guy that was doing all this, the volunteer, he's running for Congress out of California, young guy, and he used some very bad judgment. He actually went up and tossed the guy a T-shirt and then did touch him, and then he gave him water and sat and talked to him while he was waiting for the...
Yeah, but give me a break. You got criminals coming across the border. And, I mean, you can do a citizen's arrest right there. I know you guys aren't getting into that. You
aren't
doing
that.
No. But at the same time, give me a break. I mean,
we're being very PC in this operation, Alex. We're making sure we're extremely politically correct and following the president's directive to the letter. We're being very observant. We report unusual behavior to the appropriate authorities, and we do not take any physical overt action.
No, that makes covert. Sense. That having that policy stops infiltrators.
Well, it also stops misinterpretations of what we are doing here.
Well, they don't misinterpret; they lie about what you're doing. Well, I mean, it's unbelievable. Nobody seems to care when Mexican troops rape and beat people to death. But boy, if you give somebody water, man, that is very Al-Qaeda-ish. We'll be right back, Gray. Stay there. I got some more questions.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Oh, by the way, for the third hour for the daytime broadcast, the first 2 hours are on 9.985. But in the third hour, it switches to 9.975. 9.975. And then, of course, 9 to midnight Central on shortwave at 3210. That's 3210. Or on your local AM or FM station, or at Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com. And if those streams ever fill up, you can't get on one of the streams on my website, you can go look for some of the other streams that are listed at the top of the page at GCNLive.com, the GCN Radio Network, Genesis Network. Going back to Gray Deacon. Gray, I just want to keep you a few more minutes. I know you're very, very busy there. How many volunteers total now do you have deployed in the field, and how much of the Arizona border is covered? That's the first question. Secondarily, there is now government officials in New Mexico trying to invite you guys in, a very promising sign, wanting your help to stem the flow of murder and mayhem.
Well, we welcome the invitations. We're trying to figure out how to meet all of the requests, and there's a lot of planning going on for the future. Alex, one of the things you need to understand is we're covering a section of the border that's about 60 miles long. The people that have been taking an active part of actually sitting on the static observation sites are 531 people have been there, at least 1 8-hour shift, and then in addition, they've spent a 4-hour training session out there. And we have been able to assist the Border Patrol in locating 188 illegal aliens entering this country, even though the administration has brought in Border Patrol from New Mexico and California, other parts of Arizona. We have TAC teams in from the Forest Service and the National Park Service. We have more federals on this line right now than have ever been here in the history of the United States government. And that's all brought about by a bunch of grandmas and grandpas, because that's our average age, is somewhere around 61 years old, and we're grandparents. And we're just sitting out here on lawn chairs with our field glasses, and we have the courage to do that without being armed and not doing any confrontation either with the illegal aliens or the people who are attempting to support the illegal aliens and defeat what we're trying to
do. Now, literally, you are in the most crime-infested area of the country, this Cochise County area, folks, where millions of illegals come across a year. The Fed Zone average is 3,000 a day, plus you're there simply reporting on what's happening, calling the Border Patrol, calling other authorities in an area where federal officers, Forest Service have been killed, houses have been machine gunned, homes have been burned down, families have been kidnapped. It happens in Texas as well. This is all mainstream news, folks. And still you're being demonized by the press for your courage.
Thank you. That's a good way of putting it. But what I'm asking right now is if there are listeners of yours who have the courage to come and join us, and I mean this takes real courage, because you don't talk back, you don't fly any flag except the United States flag or the flag of your state, you start no fires, you confront no one in any way, either by shining bright lights in their eyes or yelling at them or trying to argue with them. This takes real courage. And if you've got the courage to join us, please go up on our website at MinutemanProject.com, read through our SOP. This is a strictly enforced SOP.
And for people to understand this, it's because they've got provocateurs, they've got troublemakers, they've got people there trying to get you guys in trouble, trying to stop what you're doing. They hate it that you're bringing national attention to the fact that we are being invaded and that we are wide open.
And this takes courage. This is, it's not any, you don't get to yell back, you don't get to throw signals of any kind. What you have to do is have the courage of your conviction to stand solid.
Well, I want to just tell them.
Be here. You gotta stand up for this nation, and it takes a lot of courage.
Well, we're gonna give that contact info out in a second and let you get out of here, Gray Deacon, and I appreciate your update, but I wanted to tell a brief story. I'm sure you know about Ranch Rescue went down to private ranches down in Jim Hogg County near the border. It was in mainstream news that Mexican troops were crossing with other foreign troops. The sheriff was on record. And these illegals from, I think it was Venezuela, came across. Luckily, a French media crew was there with news cameras and showed them, it was very cold, it was in the winter a few years ago, giving blankets and water to illegals, but calling the Border Patrol. And then the illegals leave, go and lie, turned out it was a staged deal, and claim that they've been beaten. There was no evidence of that, but thank God they had French witnesses that none of it was true. This shows the type of stuff that's going on. I know you guys have got video cameras out there as well, correct?
Yes, we do. That's our best weapon. And anybody who has video cameras, bring them with you. And that's the only way that we can document the truth.
Man, I've got super zoom video cameras, because you talk about field glasses videotaping these Mexican troops helping stage the illegals. And we have the official Mexican government document manual on how to get in here and how to destroy this country. But I really should go to this. Are you guys planning to have more of these in the future?
Well, we've got a lot of things in the planning process right now, but we're in the first week of, coming to the end of the first week of organizing a brand new operation, and this has taken a lot of time and energy, and we're just trying to make this one work out the way it's supposed to work out.
But this will be good training for future operations,
yes,
perfecting.
Sure it will.
Perfecting and streamlining your command and control systems. Before we give out the contact info and let you get out of here, Gray, and then I'm going to take some calls, folks, before we do that, I have different news articles out of New Mexico with different government officials asking you to come in and help. Can you give us any details of that?
No, I have no actual details on that. I know there has been some requests for helping in planning and strategy, but right now, again, I am doing everything I can just to run this operation.
But it's good to have county commissioners and sheriffs and people wanting you guys to come into their state.
I had an opportunity to talk to a couple people over the weekend, and we're doing a lot of planning, but nothing is to the point where we can really talk about it yet.
But again, this is how it works at first. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You guys are really breaking the ice here. And what you're doing is good and wholesome, and we're going to see more and more local governments legitimize this, and this is very exciting. Give out your contact info.
Well, that is MinutemenProject.com, all one word, lowercase. And when you get on there, read the SOP carefully. This takes more courage to do what we're asking you to do than it takes to walk into gunfire. And believe me, I've got a lot of combat vets that have said that. So come on down here, help us out. If you can't come down, go to the PayPal site on, click on the Civil Homeland Defense, and we got a PayPal site there. We need some money. There's also an address there if you want to send checks. We're putting this together on a shoestring. Anything you can do, we really appreciate.
Yeah, you're having to pay for porta potties, all of it. All right, thank you so much for coming on with us, and please contact me if there's any new developments.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gray Deacon. That's the head coordinator for the volunteer effort there on the border. And I got a bunch of articles here where we've got public servants, and that's what they really are, not officials or authorities, but public servants, wanting to do this in their area because they're tired of it. Everybody's leaving these towns, including the Mexicans, and including even people who are illegals who've lived in these towns for decades. They're leaving. I've talked to them. They've called this show. I mean, it is bad, folks. Can you imagine being a town on the border and every night there's illegals breaking into your car, breaking into your garage, in your backyard, drinking out of your water faucet, scaring your children on your back porch, raping your wife, raping your daughter, burning your house down? And I'm not saying all these people coming across are evil. But when you got 3 mil a year going across, another 1.5 million crossing back over in this one county, it's the number one place in the country. And it's bad in Texas, too. It's bad in New Mexico. It's bad in California. But the worst is New Mexico. I mean, you've got a percentage of these that are criminals, that are rapists, that are, and then you've got on top of that, just all these other smugglers, the coyotes, people bringing across the prostitutes, the women they've kidnapped, and then folks, a lot of these Mexican drug dealers are devil worshippers, and if you do not believe me, just go to Google and type satanic cults Mexican Texas border. Just type that in, or type bodies found, satanic cult, Texas border. I mean, folks, ever since I was a little boy, it would be in the Dallas Morning News, the Texas Monthly, and it never gets outside the state. You never know. I've talked to people in other areas. They don't even know about this. There needs to be movies made about this. I mean, why aren't people, I tell you who ought to make a movie about it is the director, Rodriguez, here in town. He makes films about the border. He ought to make a movie about these satanic cults. That'd be a pretty exciting movie. And plus, it would raise the level of awareness about it. I mean, folks, they grab women, children, these college students go across the border to party, and they grab them. And, man, they get them, and they torture them. They cut their hearts out. They cannibalize. Folks, you think I'm joking? I need to do a show on that. I mean, it's just every form of craziness. Well, it's been in the news that something like 150 women are missing in the last 15 years, just down in one city on the Texas-Mexico border, El Paso. And they found a bunch of them out there in the sand right across the border with their innards cut out. I mean, this stuff is going on. That's one area. Then you got Matamoros. It's even worse. Mochias. Do not get near these areas. Unbelievable. And then if a satanic cult doesn't get you, and again, it's not kosher to talk about it in the mainstream news outside of Texas. It's like a secret outside of the state with this compartmentalized news. If they don't get you, folks, I know people who've driven across the Mexican border, and they're down there fishing, and they got all their permits and stuff, and the cops dig through the whole truck and find 122 shell. Not even a bullet. Not even a full round, you know, an expended round, a cartridge. And they take the truck, they hold the family, they extort, they find out how much money you're worth. And boy, if you're caught with an old shotgun shell or something, not even a gun, and they will beat you up. Your family's got to go down there and bring you food every day. They won't even feed you. They'll let you starve to death. They will knock your teeth out. They will pour Tabasco down your nose until you tell your family to give everything out of your bank account. Can you imagine if we were treating Mexicans like that? And they do it to Mexicans, too. They do it to their own people. I'm not putting up with this, okay? Okay. And our government loves it because this is the model. They want to make America like this. They love it. Let's talk to Tom in Kansas City and then Jason and others. Tom, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Really good show so far. I want to point out one thing. You read an article out of a Connecticut newspaper yesterday about the tag scanners.
I got two more articles today in other parts of the country. Tell us about it.
Well, Tuesday evening on the CBS Evening News, they did a segment on the tag scanners. And I swear on my soul, word for word, what you read out of the Connecticut newspaper is the exact same thing that was stated over the air by the correspondent doing the thing. And what caught me is when you said something to the effect as, you know, it didn't take us long before we hit pay dirt. When I heard that on your broadcast, it immediately threw me back to watching that segment on it the other night. When I watched it, I was with my wife and we were out, didn't get a chance to tape it, but I said to her, I said, you know, this looks scripted. You see this lady riding around with this crew laughing and giggling, thinking it's all great. This is no way that this is real.
And she says the exact same thing as a totally separate reporter.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
Listen, this is how you know. Look, all over the country, the same newscast. We're putting transponders in your cars. The roads will be toll roads. This is going to save you money. When their own documents say it's going to, well, let me see. Right now, let's say in a state like California with state and federal taxes, you might pay 60 cents a gallon of tax. Well, now the average car gets 25 miles a gallon. It's going to be 65 cents per mile. 65 cents times 25 we're talking over $3 compared to 50, 60 cents. So how big of an increase is that? It's insane. And it's the same thing with these articles. Oh, it's so wonderful. We're going to scan your license plates instantly with the computerized cameras and then send you a bill if you're speeding. And oh, if the day your insurance runs out, we're going to arrest you. Or if you haven't paid a parking ticket, it instantly alerts, and then we tow your car on the spot and throw you out on the side of the highway. Oh, it's so good.
Well, the thing I noticed about it too is they, you know, they were saying it in a cute setting that, you know, going.
It's always it's always fun.
Well,
it's so good.
Absolutely, and they're sitting there and they went on and they held up a library book and they said if you have overdue books or if you built a pool without, you know, getting your permits, they'll be coming for your car. What are people thinking? How can people watch this and anybody on the from coast to coast in this country say, yeah, that's a good idea?
And see, it's about maximum enforcement. The most petty of things now, we instantly arrest you. We instantly take your vehicle.
You know, and then what happens when somebody, you know, there's a computer glitch and somebody comes up owing taxes, they tow your car, it takes a month to straighten it out. Meanwhile, you have a month's worth of tow yard charges piling up. Then you can't pay that.
Well, the tow yards, look, I have the Washington Times 3 years ago where they admitted, never made national news, the cops in uniform own their own towing companies. They pull into McDonald's parking lots, people park properly, and the news station videoed it, and openly steal like five cars at a time and then go chop shop them. They're not even letting you get your car back. And a guy walks up and goes, give me my car, and the cop pulls a gun and goes, back off. I mean, they're openly stealing cars. The cops are and chop shopping them. Listen, there's trillions missing from the Pentagon. It's just an orgy of corruption, sir.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Folks, I'm not kidding. The cops actually steal your cars and chop shop them in uniform. See, it's not even hidden anymore.
Man, that's just insane. I can't, you know, and then on another
And it's hidden in plain view.
And then back on to the Minutemen. I commend these guys. I want to call them our Minutemen because they're defending our country. And, you know, if I wasn't such an aggressive person, I would volunteer down there. But I think the only thing I would do would be harm their cause because I wouldn't be able to stand by idly while people, you know, completely desecrate our sovereignty. And I guess that's it. Have a good afternoon, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I don't mean to rant and rave when the caller calls in with stuff, but folks, I'm not kidding. It was like a five-part series in the Washington Times. Local news station did it. And it said that, well, cops are car thieves, and they're doing it behind the front of towing companies, and on duty they're doing it, and no one will stop them. And it hasn't stopped. They just drive around stealing cars. Just, ha-ha! I'm not kidding! Ha-ha!
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
How crazy it sounds. If I tell you DynCorp kidnapped 200,000 women and children, I can play congressional testimony right now. If I tell you trillions are missing, then we end up airing the congressional testimony. It's worse than what I said from the federal documents. If I tell you cops drive around in D.C. stealing cars openly and don't care, it's in the news. If I tell you there's devil-worshipping cults all over the Texas-Mexico border, I can pull out 100 mainstream news articles, literally. I mean, I wish this stuff wasn't true. I wish evil wasn't being released right now. But that's what tyranny is. It gets into positions of power. The criminals then go absolutely insane. And they tell you that they're the authorities. And they got a bunch of useful idiots in government who aren't bad people that work for the system and ignore all the corruption of their left and their right. It endangers us all when this happens. Listen, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. And this film isn't going to be seen. We have no power unless you get it and unless you make copies of it. That's where it has the effect. And I'm begging you. Road to Tyranny and my other films have really done a lot of good because of you getting them and making copies. This is my best film. It's really three films in one, 2.5+ hours long, over 3 hours on DVD. And it is my best work, and it covers the police state, the occult elite, what really happened on 9/11 like no other film. And I just want it to be seen. I just want people to know the truth, and it'll wake people up. Please call and get it. We got a deal where you buy one copy for $25.95, you can buy another copy for $19.95. The next copy is $15.95. So buy three copies, and it also supports this broadcast. We need your support. But just please get it. Make copies of the DVD or the VHS. Give them to people, please. Air them on Access TV. Get them out to opinion makers in your area. The toll-free number to order the new video or any of my videos, ask about specials when you call, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Do not wait. Please get the videos now. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv if you're online. 15 cents a day, get a monthly or yearly subscription. That film, all my films, books online, my weekly TV shows, there's so much, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or order hard copies of the new film or any of the films via InfoWars.com. You can also watch clips there on the site. Jason in Arizona, the war zone. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I want to say Martial Law is the best film I've seen, and I've watched every single one on Prison Planet TV. I'm a current subscriber. I just wanted to get your comments on somebody has an ad in the paper here in the Arizona Republic. It's Mark Osterloh. He was a gubernatorial candidate in 2002 for Arizona. He is trying to get a ballot initiative for the 2006 ballot saying that every person who registers to vote and turns out to vote will be automatically entered to win $1 million for every election year to try to bolster the voting.
No, that'll just encourage idiots to go vote. You know, the mindless fools out there that don't care about knowing the facts, that just want to register in some sweepstakes. I think it's an abhorrent idea.
Yeah, basically that's it. He's paying $1 per signature that you get. He's hiring people right now, and he's paying you $1 per signature, and you have to be a registered voter in the state of Arizona, and it's going
for
4 or 5 months.
But I thought that's illegal to pay for signatures.
I don't know. I'm going to go talk to him later to find out exactly what's going on.
I know that's illegal in Texas.
Well, that's all. I just wanted to let people know and let them know that some of the crazy ideas that the people who could possibly be our governors are trying to get out there.
Sounds like a disgusting gimmick. Thank you for the call. Transmission continues worldwide. Stay with us.